This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. This is the final episode of the season, and I have a really special one to close it out. My guest today is Vivian of the Schweizer Kitties, all the way from Switzerland. And joining Vivian is her mom, Beth, who plays a big role behind the scenes with the band. But we are going to be doing a album music video feature. So we're breaking new ground here. It'll be just like an album feature, but we'll actually have the videos, and this will go both on YouTube and on the podcast platforms. So with all that being said, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Well, before we jump into the album, which is called Let's Go Los, let's talk about the Schweizer Kitties and how they were formed. And Vivian, how much fun do you have being in this band?
It's lots of fun. Before the concerts, we're all like playing together and being excited together too. And yeah, it's just lots of fun.
And what's the age range of the kids in the band?
Well,
it's basically primary school, right? So yeah. Like around 7 is the very youngest that you could join. 8 is more like a better age, about from then till 12.
If you turn 13, you can't be in the group anymore, because then you're too old, and then you probably have to like deal with things in high school or something. Yeah.
And then go on to your own musical careers.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Schweizer Kitties is a good start. So how did this band come into existence?
I'm kind of representing Schweizer Kitties today. The manager, Boris, he's at a music festival. And also because I happen to have been born in the US and now I live in Switzerland, but so I have the English background. So sometimes I kind of represent Schweizer Kitties on the international stage. The Schweizer Kitties was founded by Urs Guggisberg, who is also the manager. A long time ago, he was a youth worker, but I think he's always loved music and media. And he actually founded a record producing company. So it's called Kinderwelt, which means like kids' world. And they have some of the biggest kids' music albums in Switzerland, ones that people know like from their childhood, and now their kids are listening to Schweizer Kitties. And his label also has some of the biggest characters when they do like a Swiss-German version, because Switzerland has... four official languages, actually, but German is the one spoken most, but there's its own dialect that's different from High German, which is spoken in Germany. But so, so his label does lots of different projects. And then I think, he kind of wanted to have his own, to be more part of the creative side, behind an actual music group too. And he knew a musician very well named Martin Isenegger, who he runs a drumming school, and he's a great musician and a fantastic composer and very diverse. And he happened to have a little girl named Lily. And she is now, I think, 14 or 13. So this was back quite a while ago when she was little. And she also had music in her blood and loved singing. So Martin and Urs came up with this idea of founding the Schweizer Kiddies as a group. And it was partly so that Lily had somewhere to go with her music. And yeah, and Martin could compose and Urs had the producing chops. So yeah, Martin has composed a lot of the songs for the Schweizer Kiddies. And he also composed all the ones that we're going to listen to today.
Very cool.
Yeah. So,
and do you play shows around Switzerland?
Mm-hmm. I think they would not be averse to going somewhere else, but mostly, yeah, so far it's just been Switzerland.
Yeah.
Very cool. And Switzerland is one of my favorite countries in the world. I've been to Zurich, I've been to Lucerne. It's just so beautiful. And I can't wait to take my family back there.
Oh, okay. You'll have to come say hi.
Absolutely.
Maybe have to show too.
Definitely. My four-year-old would love the Schweizer Kiddies. I showed her the videos as I was previewing them. So, and she liked it. All right. Well, let's talk about the album. The album is called Let's Go Los. And is what number album is this?
The Schweizer Kiddies had formed a while back and had a good few years, but then came the pandemic, so everything kind of quiet. And then after the pandemic, they kind of reformed because some of them were older and, you know, had moved on. So this is the first album with the new group. Like I think of them as like Kiddies 2.0. I think it might be the third album or maybe the fourth. I think it's the third of the Kiddies. But the first one of the new generation.
And so what was kind of the theme of the album? Let's Go Los, I think that translates to what? Let's Go, Come On, or something like that.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of the theme to this?
Do you think there is a theme?
Or is it just a bunch of fun songs?
The theme is like disco parties.
Having
stuff.
Fun.
Having fun. And yeah.
It covers a lot of different topics. So I think, you know, after the pandemic and everything, you know, there's kind of like so much stored up, so many different songs and ideas. So yeah, I wouldn't say there's really a theme per se, but yeah, there's a song, actually a couple that kind of touch on the environment. There's songs about what's your song that you liked a lot that Lily sang?
So there's
the Drachenritter.
Oh yeah, Drachenritter.
You look at the kid.
Drachenritter.
And
then
that in English.
Dragon Rider.
Nice. That sounds like a cool song.
And there's I forget what it's called right now. Something that has to do with taking care of the environment.
Oh yeah. It's like take care, but yeah, it's about taking care of and Sommerduft.
Oh yes. No, Sommerluft, I think. Duft. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about like summer and just doing what you like, riding your bike, having fun.
Or like walking on the sand barefoot. And stuff. It's really nice.
All right. Well, we're going to feature five songs and five videos. And I just love the variety of music on here. It feels like you've got, you know, nice breezy songs. You got some hard rock songs. There's a fun variety here. So let's launch into it. And the first song, and I'm going to say this ahead of time, if I butcher the pronunciation of any of these, just correct me. And to let everybody know out there, most of these songs are in Swiss German, as you were saying. So if there's any sort of translation of what the song is about that you want to share ahead of time, let me know. But let's go ahead and jump in and get to the fun stuff. First song we're going to talk about is Dinosaurier. And I probably pronounced that French, so pronounce it German for me.
Dinosaurier.
Dinosaurier. Got it. So I think we know what this song is about, but tell us about making the video and just your experience with the song.
Well, it was lots of fun doing it, and So I have a solo there, so I sing a part by myself, and that was very cool. And the thing that I thought was also like one of the greatest parts of the music video is that we were wearing these some
Like kind of cave kid costumes.
cave costumes. Yeah, it was really cool, and we had like bones in our hair and stuff, and yeah.
Yeah,
It was really, really cool.
and the person who was chosen first for the solo was the kind of the tallest. I think she was the oldest, Sweet Sir Kitty, and she could choose who she wanted to partner with, and she chose Vivi because Vivi at the time was the
Yay.
smallest Kitty, so it was like the big dinosaur and the little dinosaur. Yeah, and one of the mothers is really good at stage makeup, so she did the hair and makeup, and yeah, everybody kind of chipped in with ideas. Also, their trainer and choreographer Barbara, they filmed it in her studio, and I think she had some of the props and ideas too. So it's yeah, it can be really collaborative
Yeah.
with the kids
Well,
and the parents, and of course the management.
and all these videos are so much fun, but this one in particular, like my daughter really liked this one.
Oh, awesome.
All right. So for everybody watching here on YouTube, we're going to play the music video now. For everyone listening on the podcast, we're going to play the song, but please go ahead and check out YouTube if you want to see the video. Here it is, Dinosaurier by Schweitzer Kitties.
Stampfet und das Wasser trumme. Kleine Gosi, der kommt dir gerade so wie mir. Die ganze Welt voll Abend.
That was Dinosaurier. I hope I pronounced that right. We're going to move on to the next song slash video, and it's called Let's Go Los, the name of the album. So this is the title track. So talk about this one.
That one was also very fun. And so, like, the video was where, like, we were in these kind of boxes. And then we were, like, waving at people. Maybe there's somebody above us or down us or something. And, yeah, that was very fun. And then, so there was also a background. And that background theme was the theme of what you were wearing, kind of.
And I think you kids got to help choose. As you see in the video, you know, someone has, I think you have like lemons and oranges.
Yeah, I think I had an orange background with like oranges flying past like that.
It's very really colorful. Funny.
Yeah.
And were you guys really like, was somebody really above you and below you? Or
well, we just,
was there a special screen behind you?
In the video, maybe you were in the middle and then it's kind of like you're waving at the other person above you or something.
But did you have to pretend? Was there really someone next to you? Was there a green
sometimes
screen?
Sometimes there was really somebody next to you, but not really. And yeah, there was a green screen. Yeah.
I think of it like the Brady Bunch, actually. I think it kind of looks like. Yeah. The theme. Yeah, and do you want to say like what that song means?
So it's about like having a party and like you just let it all go, all your like your stress just goes out of you and stuff, and you just party. That's
just have fun and like be a kid.
Yeah.
A highly relatable topic.
What you like. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play the video and song. Here it is. Okay. Let's Go Los.
Krummeln die Tanze singen. Wenn's zusammen lustig hat, gemeinsam klein Zipfel bringen mal, neben den Schuhen stehen. Komm, lern uns tanzen, singen, egal ob gross ob klein. Cool wird's gelingen mit Freunden, zusammen happy zu sein.
Let's go los, dance to the west. Let's go los, rhythm of the blues. Feel the power, feel the beat. Let's go los, as it's party time.
And that was Let's Go Los. The next song is the Schweitzer Kitties rocker. It's called Disco Party. Tell us about this one. And you had a collaborator on this one too.
Yeah. And actually, I think it's similar in the idea to Let's Go Los. It's kind of about like having fun and just feeling the beat and dancing with your friends and being a kid. But this is the rock and roll one.
Yeah.
I think Boris is kind of a rock and roller, and he always wants to have something like for the kids to love the music, but also to make sure that the parents can love it too. Yeah, and he had this idea for a couple of years, actually, but it took a while to find the right band to do it. And this is like a rock punk band in Switzerland, the Threesome. And yeah, and they came and you did part of the concert together. And I think there's another concert plan maybe next year where you're together. Yeah, and Orr said that it was kind of inspired by Aerosmith and Run DMC.
I like could totally see that. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
in the video, yeah, what I really liked was the band initially, and then they stop and they're intrigued, it seems like, and they go and they see the Schweitzer Kitties, and then yeah, it just comes together in a real fun collaboration. I love this video.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and that was a fun concert too, right? Because you filmed part of it like live at a concert,
and I thought it was really cool, and I thought the Threesome did a really 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 good job.
Yeah,
like the guitars and the music that they sang.
Yeah,
that was really good.
And
the drumming was also really good.
Yeah. And part of it was there was a kid drumming, and that was one of the Schweitzer Kitties. And he had I think lessons at the composer's drum school that I mentioned, who was part behind the founding of Schweitzer Kitties. So yeah, everything is coming together there. And that was fun for him, of course, if he's been going to drum school for years, you know, to play like on stage and in a music video.
Yeah, very cool. All right. I know everyone's going to love this video. And the song is really good too. So whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, I think you're going to like this one. Here it is. Disco Party by the Schweitzer Kitties featuring Swiss band The Threesome. We'll be right back. That was Disco Party. All right, next song we're going to talk about is called Zunishlal. Talk about this one.
So doing it was really fun too, because so we went up on a mountain, and then after that we got goat ice cream. That was pretty good, but I
sounds didn't, like a good
wasn't
day.
The best. And then so it was also really fun because there was a very famous singer from Switzerland called Linda Fee, yeah. And she was extremely nice to us.
Yeah.
And they loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, there was this house there, on the mountain. And so the people that owned the house also owned goats. And then we went in the garden. Well, we went up to the goats, and they were really, really cute. And then we also saw the man goat walk by, but we had to get out of the pen because he could have been dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool, you guys.
That sounds like a good side benefit of being in the Schweitzer Kitties is getting to meet other famous singers and rock and rollers.
Yeah. That was a very cool collaboration for you guys. And Linda Fay was actually once Miss Schweiz, like Miss Switzerland.
Awesome.
And now, yeah. And she's a wonderful singer. And I think she also plays guitar. Yeah.
And she also has a baby boy now.
Yeah, she has a baby boy now. Yeah, she actually did an interview with the newspaper. And she mentioned that the day she did the filming with the kids, she said it was so fun to see the world through their eyes. And she knew then she wanted to be a mother. So so I can't believe our kids all behave so well. They made Toma want to become a mother. So that was nice. But she was lovely. And the idea behind the song is, I think, I just wanted to do something that was really Swiss and has the feel for the Alps, which is such an essential part of being in Switzerland. So the video was filmed, you know, in the backdrop of the Alps as well. And Linda Fay is also really iconic in Switzerland. So that all comes together with that, this love for the mountains too. And do you want to say what the title means?
So Sonnenstrahl is, well, in English, it's like a sun ray. And we named it that. And then we also went on up on the mountains because in the song, there's a part where we like say something with mountains. And then it was nice because it's kind of like, so the theme is, as I said, a sun ray, and then it like comes down on us. And then, so we were also singing that we would love to be a sun ray, and then we could go all around the world and see what's happening and stuff. Yeah, that was really nice. I really love that song. It's one of my favorites too. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to check out the video/song. Here it is. Zunishlal by Schweitzer Kitties and Linda Fay.
Mit sieben Helen.
Oh my god.
That was Zunestral, and we're going to launch into our last song slash video here to feature, and it's called Fly With Me. Tell us about this one.
So it was my very, very first video, and my best friend and me, well, my best friend from Shita Kiddies and me, we both had our own solos. And so my best friend from Shita Kiddies, she had a high German part and I had the English part. Yeah. And it was lots of fun. And the place that we filmed the video at was really, really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a park near here.
It's like a flower
botanical
park.
Botanical gardens, I guess.
Yeah. It's like a garden and like flower park. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend it to you if you ever come to Switzerland again.
Of course. And I will. And what part of Switzerland are you based out of?
Well, we're actually right between Zurich and Lucerne, and we're really lucky because just by coincidence, we're in the same town where the studio is, where the Schweizer Kiddies have their practice. But kids are from all over the German-speaking part of Switzerland. So, and yeah, Urs is from Basel, or the area outside of Basel. So, right. Yeah. And now he's in Bern, the capital. Yeah. Fly With Me also, there was a really sweet song called Butterfly or Schmetterling, which is also on Let's Go Los. But this song was then adapted to have the English and the High German, which makes it available to a wider audience too, but also the original one is more just about like the, I don't know, observing a butterfly and, you know, that they're kind of lovely, but this thinks more about the environment that the butterflies need to thrive, and it was submitted to the Funky Kids Radio Children's Entertainment Awards, and the Kiddies came up as runner-up in the People's Choice Awards.
Yay, congrats.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're gonna play the song and video now. It's called Fly With Me by Schweizer Kiddies. That was Fly With Me. And that wraps up our song and music video feature. The album is called Let's Go Los. And so tell us, where can people stream, download, and purchase that album? And how can people find and connect with you?
Okay.
So if you hear this and you live in Switzerland, so we have concerts all around here in Switzerland. So you could come to one of them if you want.
And then
we usually have a stand with those with CDs. That CD and with other CDs too from the old Cheetah Kitties. Mm-hmm. And then there's also like hats and shirts and stars and stuff. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm.
If somebody's not in Switzerland, can they still hear the Cheetah Kitties? They could go to like www.schweizerkitties.ch to find out where and when the concerts are.
And let's go ahead and spell that out for everyone.
Can you do that?
So, spell out Schweizerkitties.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In English.
So without the S-C-H. Okay. So
S-C-H.
Oh, okay. So S-C-H.
W.
W-I-I-Z-E-R-K-I-D-D-I-E-S.
Dot? C-H.
Oh, dot C-H, yeah.
Yeah, and what about Facebook and Instagram? And TikTok? Can people find us on Facebook and Instagram? Yeah, so they should look for Schweizer Kitties on Facebook and Instagram. Yes. And if they want to watch videos, you know any websites to watch videos on?
You can watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That's a good place.
And sometimes there are also like shorts, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Short videos. Yeah.
Where there's little parts of the concert, maybe, mm-hmm. or something. And on Instagram, my mom also makes like these short videos or makes like an ad for the next concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where else can people listen? So there's Apple Music.
There's also, you can also listen Deezer. To it on Spotify and YouTube Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think most of the major streaming platforms.
So, awesome.
Yeah. We'd love to have people following and listening.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story, your songs, your videos. It's been a pleasure, and I personally hope to make it to Switzerland one day, and seeing the Schweizer Kitties with my young daughters will be one of the top things that I'll plan to do.
Oh, we would love that. And maybe we can do a world tour and do a collab in Las Vegas.
That would be outstanding. Awesome. Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. You think?